Hey there, beautiful people, and welcome to yet another enlightening episode of English Plus Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, always here to sprinkle your day with wisdom nuggets from a variety of topics. Now you're probably thinking, what's in store for us today? Well, folks, today we're diving into something that each and every one of us, irrespective of who we are, where we are, and what we do, can relate to. Yes, you guessed it right. We're talking about stress and coping mechanisms. This topic is so crucial because stress is like that ubiquitous background noise in our lives, always present but often ignored until it becomes too loud to overlook. It can be a real party pooper, right? It impacts us in more ways than we realize. It can affect our mood, our bodies, and our interactions with others. And let's face it, no one needs any extra hurdles in their lives. You see, stress, much like my aunt's festive fruitcake, doesn't discriminate. It's an equal opportunity annoyer. We all have experienced it, are experiencing it, or will experience it. And that's why we need to understand it better, to take the reins and steer this stress mobile in a direction that we can handle. But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom episode. We've got a fantastic array of strategies, tips, and tricks to help you cope with stress. By the end of this episode, you'll be better equipped to handle stress and maybe even use it to your own advantage. How cool is that? And now here's where you come in, folks. We'd love for you to get involved, share your thoughts, leave a review, drop a comment, or even shoot us a stress-busting tip of your own. Your engagement helps us grow and serve you better. It's like the high five we need at the end of a long day, so keep them coming. And remember, you're not alone in this. We're all on this crazy roller coaster called life together. So buckle up, my friends, as we explore the sometimes naughty, often misunderstood, but always interesting world of stress and coping mechanisms. Let's get started. Welcome to English Plus Podcast. And we're back. All right, folks, let's dive headfirst into the maze of stress. So what exactly is stress? Well, imagine you're watching the season finale of your favorite show. You're biting your nails, heart pounding, eyes wide as you witness the twists and turns. That, my friends, is stress, in a nutshell. Now, stress is a body's reaction to any change that requires an adjustment or response. It can be emotional, physical, or mental, and it's not all bad. It can help us rise to meet challenges, keep us alert and ready to avoid danger. But too much of it, just like double denim, can be a problem. We have two primary types of stress, acute and chronic. Acute stress is like the flash in the pan. It comes from demands and pressures of the recent past or anticipated demands and pressures of the near future. It's short term and your body usually recovers quickly from it. Picture yourself giving a speech. The sweaty palms, the racing heart, that's acute stress. It's like a guest who doesn't overstay its welcome. Chronic stress, on the other hand, is a long-term form of stress and derives from unending feelings of despair and hopelessness as a result of factors such as poverty, family dysfunction, feelings of helplessness, and persistent life stressors. It's like an unwanted roommate who eats your food, messes up your place, and doesn't pay the rent. Here's a quick anecdote to illustrate the difference. I remember when I was working on my thesis in college, the pressure of meeting the submission deadline, that was acute stress. But constantly worrying about my grades, my job prospects, and my future, that, my friends, was chronic stress. Now, when we are stressed, our body responds in a fascinating way. It's called the fight or flight response. Basically, our body prepares itself to either stay and deal with a threat or run away to safety. Our heart rate increases, our breathing quickens, and our muscles tense up. It's like our body turns into the superhero version of ourselves. And let's not forget the psychological impacts. Stress can influence our emotions, cognition, and behavior. It can make us anxious, reduce our concentration, and affect our interactions with others. The key is to remember that everyone experiences stress differently, and what might be stressful for me might be a piece of cake for you. It's all about perspective and managing our reactions. Okay, we've laid out the basics of stress. Next up, we're going to dive into how stress impacts our lives. But before we do that, it's time to hear from you. Stay with us on English Plus Podcast. Welcome back to the show. You've been listening to English Plus Podcast, and we're in the thick of our discussion on stress and coping mechanisms. But before we move forward, let's take a moment to hear from you, our listeners. We all have our stressful experiences, don't we? We've invited you to share your stories about how stress has impacted your life, and I must say, your responses have been nothing short of inspiring. It's a testament to how resilient we can be in the face of adversity. Now, in the spirit of preserving anonymity, we'll just use first names. Here's one from a listener named John. He says, I used to work in a fast-paced corporate environment. The constant deadlines and high expectations were overwhelming. I'd wake up anxious, spend the day stressed, and couldn't even relax at night. It was acute stress turned chronic, and it took a toll on my health and relationships. Well, thank you, John, for sharing that. It's a reminder of how pervasive stress can be in our lives, especially when it transitions from acute to chronic. Now let's hear from another listener, Clara. She wrote in, I remember when I was studying for my final exams at university, the stress was almost unbearable. I wasn't sleeping, wasn't eating properly, and was constantly worried. It was like living under a dark cloud. After the exams, I decided to take better care of my mental health and learn some coping mechanisms. Now, of course, there are a lot more details, and I kind of summed up what these two people sent me, but you get the point. And I will have to say, that's amazing, Clara. You turned a stressful situation into a learning experience. Now, that's what we call turning lemons into lemonade. Thank you, John and Claire, for opening up to us. Your stories remind us that while stress is a universal experience, it's how we handle it that truly matters. And it's okay to ask for help or seek out ways to manage it better. Now, of course, we'd love to hear from you all. So please keep sending us your experiences, tips, and tricks for managing stress. You never know how your story might help someone else navigate their own journey. Now, let's move on to the effects of stress on our lives. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Stick around for more on English Plus Podcast. And we're back with English Plus Podcast. We've been delving into the world of stress, and now it's time to understand the effect stress can have on our lives. Stress, my friends, isn't just a mental or emotional hassle. It can have tangible impacts on our physical health. Picture this. You're a well-oiled machine, and stress is like sand in your gears. Over time, it can disrupt your cardiovascular, digestive, and immune systems. It's like this. When you're stressed, your body releases hormones that speed up your heart rate and your breathing. Long term, this can lead to hypertension, heart disease, and other nasty stuff. It can cause headaches, upset your digestive system, and weaken your immune system. It's like your body is an orchestra, and stress is the offbeat drummer. I'll give you a personal example. A few years ago, I was going through a stressful period in my life, and I started getting frequent colds. I mean, if there was a cold going around, I'd catch it. It was as if my immune system had packed its bags and gone on vacation. That was my body telling me, hey Danny, it's time to handle your stress better. But it's not just our physical health that takes a hit. Our mental health can also suffer. Stress can lead to anxiety, depression, and burnout. It's like you're running on an empty tank, but you're still expected to perform at your best. And let's not forget how stress can affect our relationships and productivity. Who hasn't snapped at a loved one after a stressful day or found it hard to focus on work with a cloud of worry hanging overhead? Stress can make us irritable, cause misunderstandings, and impact our performance. It's like trying to navigate through fog. Everything becomes harder to see and understand. As for the societal impact, stress costs. Businesses lose billions every year due to stress-related absenteeism, decreased productivity, and healthcare costs. It's like a financial black hole consuming resources without giving anything back. So we've established that stress is not the best house guest. It messes up our bodies, clouds our minds, disrupts our relationships, and can put a dent in our wallets. But hey, remember, all is not lost. Coming up next, we'll explore coping mechanisms and strategies that can help us manage stress. But first, let's take a short break. Stay tuned to English Plus Podcast. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to English Plus Podcast, and we're navigating through the stormy seas of stress. But don't worry, we've got a lifeboat coming up, coping mechanisms. So, what are coping mechanisms? Well, think of them as your personal toolkit to deal with stress. They are the methods, conscious or not, that we use to deal with stressful situations. And just like tools, some are more effective than others depending on the job at hand. We primarily have two types of coping mechanisms, problem-focused and emotion-focused. Problem-focused coping is like playing offense in a football game. It involves identifying the source of stress and taking active steps to deal with it. Maybe you're stressed about a project deadline at work, so you make a plan, break down tasks, and manage your time better. On the other hand, emotion-focused coping is like a defensive strategy. Instead of tackling the stressor head-on, you manage your emotional response to the stressor. So instead of screaming into a pillow because your Wi-Fi is down, you take a few deep breaths, count to 10, or maybe do a little yoga to calm down. But hold on, not all coping strategies are created equal. There are healthy ways to cope with stress, and then there are not so healthy ones. Healthy coping strategies might include exercise, mindfulness, connecting with friends, or pursuing a hobby. They are like the superheroes of our stress-fighting squad. Unhealthy coping strategies, on the other hand, might provide temporary relief, but can lead to long-term problems. These could include overeating, excessive alcohol or caffeine consumption, or avoidance behavior like procrastination. They're like the villains in disguise. They might seem helpful at first, but they can cause more harm in the long run. And let's not forget about resilience. Resilience is like our stress immunity shield. It's our ability to bounce back from stressful situations, and it plays a huge role in how we deal with stress. Building resilience might involve fostering a positive outlook, cultivating strong relationships, and practicing self-care. It's like going to the gym, but for your mental health. You're pumping up those resilience muscles so you can flex them when stress tries to mess with you. So, we've unpacked the toolkit of coping mechanisms. Coming up next, we'll explore some specific strategies for managing stress. Don't go anywhere. This is English Plus Podcast, and we're on to the most exciting part of our journey. We're going to arm ourselves with some effective strategies for stress management. First up, we have mindfulness and relaxation techniques. These are like your stress-busting superpowers. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment, acknowledging your feelings and thoughts without judgment. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, and even yoga. I remember when I first started meditating, I thought, how can sitting still and focusing on my breath help my stress? But believe me, it's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. Next, we have exercise and physical activity. You've probably heard it a million times, but exercise really is great for reducing stress. It's like your body's natural mood lifter. You don't have to run a marathon. Just a simple walk in the park or a quick workout at home can do wonders. Now let's talk food. A balanced diet plays a significant role in managing stress. It's like fueling your body with premium gas. Avoid too much caffeine, alcohol, and sugar. Instead, go for whole grains, lean proteins, fruits and vegetables, and remember, hydration is key. Now, don't underestimate the power of a positive mindset. Techniques from positive psychology, such as practicing gratitude, maintaining an optimistic outlook, and using humor, can help manage stress. It's like having a sunlit perspective even on cloudy days. Every night, I write down three things I'm grateful for. It could be as simple as enjoying a good cup of coffee or as significant as achieving a work milestone. It shifts my focus from what's stressing me to what's blessing me. Let's not forget the importance of social connections and support systems. Having someone to talk to, share your worries with, or just spend quality time with can significantly reduce stress. It's like sharing the weight of your stress backpack. And last, but certainly not least, don't shy away from seeking professional help. Therapists, counselors, and medications can be immensely helpful when dealing with chronic or overwhelming stress. Remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. Well, my friends, that brings us to the end of our stress management strategies. Next, we're going to talk about some of the key terms and phrases we used in this episode, so don't go anywhere. Before we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to revisit some of the key terms and phrases we've used during our stress exploration. After all, we are English Plus. And we believe in learning while having fun, right? Let's start with number one, coping mechanisms. These are the strategies or techniques that people use to handle stress, like the toolkit we spoke about. These mechanisms help us manage stressors in our lives. Number two, problem-focused and emotion-focused coping. Remember our football analogy? There are the two primary types of coping strategies. Problem-focused coping deals with the problem causing the stress, while emotion-focused coping manages the emotional response to stress. Number three, we have the word resilience. It is our stress immunity shield, our ability to bounce back from stressful situations. It's about strengthening our mental health muscles. And next, we talked about mindfulness. This term refers to being fully present in the moment, acknowledging our feelings and thoughts without judgment. Remember the refresh button for your brain? That's mindfulness. And next, we have positive psychology. Well, this one is a branch of psychology that focuses on positive aspects of human experience like happiness, gratitude, and optimism. We likened it to having a sunlit perspective on cloudy days. We also talked about gratitude. This one is pretty straightforward. It's about acknowledging and appreciating the good in our lives, like my nightly gratitude list that I told you about. We also talked about therapist and counselor. Well, these are professionals who can provide guidance, strategies, and support to help manage stress. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength. We also talked about chronic stress, which is long-term stress that persists for extended periods, like our pesky uninvited guest that overstays its welcome. We also talked about physical activity, which is any movement that gets your body going and burns some energy. And finally, we talked about balanced diet. This term refers to eating a wide variety of foods in the right proportions. It's like giving your body premium fuel. And there you have it, 10 key terms from our journey through stress and coping. And now let's wrap things up with a summary of what we've learned today. Don't go anywhere, you're still listening to English Plus Podcast. Welcome back to the tail end of our episode, my dear listeners. We've journeyed through the world of stress and coping mechanisms, but like all good things, our episode is coming to a close. Today, we've explored the concept of stress, its impact on our lives, and how we can effectively manage it. We've dived into understanding what stress is, how it affects our bodies and minds, and how it can impact our relationships and work productivity. We've also discussed various coping mechanisms, from mindfulness and relaxation techniques to maintaining a balanced diet and positive mindset. We even shed light on the importance of professional help and social support in managing stress. I encourage each one of you to recognize the stress in your lives and address it in healthy ways. Remember, stress is not always bad. It's how we handle it that matters. For further information, you can visit websites like the American Psychological Association or the National Institute of Mental Health. You can also reach out to mental health hotlines available in your country. And don't shy away from exploring books on stress management. And as we wrap up today's episode, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to each and every listener. Your support means the world to us here at English Plus. Please share your thoughts about the episode, comment on our social media posts, leave a review, share this episode with your friends, and don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button. Until we meet again the next episode, this is Danny, your host at English Plus, signing off. Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, life may be stressful, but we've got the tools to handle it. I'll see you next time.